Good morning, church. Good morning, and welcome to our worship and celebration here at the Reynoldsburg Church of Christ. We are thankful to God for blessing us, those of you who have joined us in person. Also grateful to God for those of you who might be joining us via our live stream. So praise God for being able to connect. Let's begin this wonderful Sunday morning, standing to our feet. Let's begin this song from Revelation 19:1. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. He is wonderful. Let's start with the altos. Let's get our voices warmed up. Let's get our hearts ready and prepped to give to God in worship. Altos, let's hear you. All praises be to the Lord.
Oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
All right, if you sing alto, I want to hear you sing this.
Oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
All right,
wonderful.
If you sing bass, I mean, if you sing soprano.
Oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
All right, sopranos, hallelujah.
Oh, praises be to the King of Kings and the Lord our God. He is wonderful.
All right, tenors, which are male sopranos.
Oh, praise.
We thank you so much. We sing hallelujah, salvation, and glory to you. You're the only one that deserves this type of praise, this type of honor, and this type of worship. We give it all to you today. We bring everything to you because you are the great God, the King above all kings. We thank you for Jesus Christ who died for us, who offered us forgiveness of sins through his blood, and for the Holy Spirit, which fills this place and fills our hearts, allows us to live in this world. God, we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. The whole church said in agreement. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and have a seat.
All right. Good morning, church family. It is good to see you this morning. Today is a day that the Lord has made, and we're here to rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited that you're here. Whether you're a longtime family member, brand new, or joining us online, welcome home. Before we begin our worship service, just a few quick announcements this morning. I wanted to thank everyone that was involved last night with the community of care. Your service and devotion to community engagement and just showing love to those is appreciated more than you know, so thank you. Also wanted to give a plug for Wesley. He has started a new adult class. He started it this morning at 9:30 on discovering our purpose. And I would really encourage you to attend going forward as far as if you can come next week. It's going to be a 5 or 6 week study. He's created a very engaging, very thought-provoking and inclusive study about this. And so I would encourage you to come. Also, just be mindful, and I think we made an announcement last week, but we, for Gene Shivner and Barb, they announced the sad news of losing their daughter, Lori Kay. And Gene, we sympathize and we grieve with you and Barb and your whole family during this difficult time. He mentioned the obituary mentioned that an additional memorial service will be held at a later date in Reynoldsburg, and we'll advise you of that as it develops. Also, I saw an announcement here for a birthday party for Treva Collins, that's Perry's mom, on May 17th at 4 p.m. at the Olive Garden on Taylor Square Drive right here in Reynoldsburg. So see Perry if you have any questions about that or if you can attend. That's May 17th at 4 p.m. Okay, let's open up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, thankful for the gift of this new day and the chance to gather as your people. Lord, we lift up all those among us and those that are on our hearts who are sick, weary, or afflicted. You are the great healer, and we trust in your power to bring comfort, strength, and restoration. For every burden, Lord, we ask for peace. For every broken body, we ask for healing. For every weary soul, we ask for hope. Surround them, Father, with your love, and let them feel your presence even now. And as we worship today, Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you. Help us to lean into your promises, into your love, and be a source of encouragement and strength to one another. We invite your spirit to move freely in this place, and may everything we do today bring glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This morning, what we are going to do this morning is focus our time this morning on singing, reading scripture, and praying on a specific theme, and that is Christ's victory. Last week on Resurrection Sunday, we had a hallelujah good time as we celebrated the resurrection of Christ. We continue to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, and we'll do so the next 51 weeks leading up to the next Easter. We are people of the resurrection, and as people of the resurrection, we lean into and live into Christ's victory over death. And so today, we're going to sing some songs and pray some prayers and read some scriptures that all center around the theme of Christ's victory. And so we have several readers and prayers, prayer words that will be coming forward and sharing their gifts with us this morning. Also later on, Brother Bill Johnson is going to share a need regarding our mission in Guyana, South America, which is our way of sharing Christ's victory all over the world. And also have a special guest I'm going to ask to come up and share what he's doing with the organization he works with. So let's begin our time. Perry is going to read a text from 1 Corinthians, and then Brother Nick will offer prayer after we sing some songs.
So for 1 Corinthians 15, beginning with verse 50. I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit with the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that the labor of the Lord is not in vain.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet and let's sing about our victory in Christ.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And some sound of singing the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory.
And I heard about
the streets of gold and beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Come worship Christ the King. Hallelujah, amen. Praises to him we bring. Hallelujah, amen.
With grateful heart and voice, before his throne rejoice.
Praise is his gracious choice. Hallelujah, amen. Come lift your hearts on high. Hallelujah, amen. Let praises fill the sky. Hallelujah, amen.
He is our guide and friend. Our lives on him depend.
His love will never end. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Come worship Christ the King. Hallelujah. Come worship Christ the King. Praises to Christ belong. Hallelujah. Life shall not end the song. Hallelujah, amen.
On heaven's joyful shore, his glory will adore,
and singing forevermore. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Come worship Christ the King. Hallelujah. Worship Christ the King.
Amen. Go ahead and have a seat.
Let's pray. Father, we're just so thankful to come to you this morning on this beautiful morning with the sun shining and all the beautiful faces that are here today. And Father, we just continue to be in celebration over the past week. Just a week ago, the world remembered through the Easter celebration the death, burial, and especially what we want to focus on, the resurrection this morning of your son. Just a earth-shattering, earth-changing event, Father, when your son conquered death and through that act gave us the hope and the ability to have
the expectation and the goal and just the hope of an eternity with you, and that we may also conquer death through your Son. Father, there are many here this morning who are hurting. There are many here who have lost loved ones and are going through a variety of situations. That's the human experience, and we pray for them. But we also know that through your Son and through his conquering of death, we all have hope, and we all have something to look forward to, and we all have the ability to see our loved ones again, and we're just so thankful for that, Lord. And just be with us as we go through the rest of the service and continue to focus on what your Son has accomplished for all of us, and it's in his name.
Amen.
I'll be reading from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Let's sing, Be Strong and Courageous. We'll start off with the basses.
Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. The Lord goes with you each and every day. Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. The Lord goes with you each and every
Everybody.
Day.
Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. The Lord goes with you each and every day. He'll never forsake you.
And do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Forsake you.
Courageous and do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Every day,
the Lord goes before you through the trouble and strife, and he will protect you all the days of your life. He'll never forsake you.
Courageous and do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Every day,
he'll never forsake you.
Courageous and do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. The Lord goes with you each and every day. He'll never forsake you.
Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
The Lord goes with you each and every day.
He'll never forsake you.
Be strong and courageous and do not be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
The Lord goes with you each and every day.
Be strong and courageous.
I need you more than yesterday. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you, Lord. I need sing.
to go back to my old life. I need you more, more than yesterday. Song I sing, more than the next heartbeat, more than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you today. I need you more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you,
saying a prayer for us for victory over fear and anxiety. Pray for me. Pray with me. Lord, you have told us to not be afraid. You've told us that we can cast our anxieties on you because you care for us. We do that now, Lord. Pray that you would help us to be strong and to be courageous. Help us to recognize that we need you more, Lord, and we ask that you would allow us to be conquerors and to have victory over fear and anxiety in our lives. Please help us through the difficult times that we have, and help us, Lord, to trust you more and just to remember that you have already won and you give us this victory over fear and anxiety. We thank you for that. And it's in Christ's name.
I'm going to be reading 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God. We love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is a victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen. In just a second, we're going to be celebrating the Lord's Supper and communion. If you're visiting with us, we have individual communion emblems. If you did not receive one of these on your way in, just raise your hand and we'll bring one to you. If you didn't receive one, we'll bring one to you. Just raise your hand. All right. And let's sing this song as we prepare for Bill Shindo to lead us in some communion thoughts.
Love one another, for love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. Love one another, for love is God love does not know God, for God is love. God is love.
God is love. God is love. God is love.
For love is of God. He who loves is born of God and knows God.
God is
morning. I felt like yesterday I was going to be up here. It's kind of fun because the last couple of weeks as I sit back there, many times when Dion speaking, I just want to say also. So today I get that chance, so bear with me, we may be here another week. Before we get into the Lord's Supper, one thing that kind of came up the last couple of weeks that my heart felt really desire to respond to and appreciation. And I look at this family and I think of all the things that we've been through over the years. And at this point, four guys that I really would like to recognize and appreciate: Bill, Kent, Joel, and Dion, for their works as shepherds here. They're not looking for any recognition, whatever, but they do a great job. They've been doing a wonderful job. And I want us to remember them, we can be a blessing and a help and encouragement to them. I'd like a quick prayer for them before we get into it. Heavenly Father, we are indeed blessed by you. We come here today and we're celebrating the resurrection of your Son, the power that you have over death, and the life that you give all of us. And Father, today I would like also as a family that we could be an encouragement and a help to the four shepherds that we have here, Dion, for Joel, and for Bill. Help us to be good workers alongside. Father, we pray for your blessing, your wisdom, your spirit to fill them mightily. In Jesus we pray. And one of the other things that really gets to me is I love Scripture. So many things Scripture that tells us what to do, how to think, how to behave, how to respond. Somebody asked me, what's your favorite scripture? Usually it's the one I just read. But I have several favorites. Among them, Philippians chapter 4. God says, or Paul says, don't be anxious for anything. Turn your cares over to Jesus. You'll be filled with peace that goes beyond anything. Think of the things that are right, noble, holy. How to think and behave, and how can you ever get past, I can do all things through him, strengthen. And then I think about Paul talking to the Colossians in chapter 3 and verses 17 and 23. Basically, he's telling us to do everything as if we're doing it the Lord. Kind of reminds us that Jesus is right there with us everywhere we go. Last week, Dion shared with us the story of two disciples heading back to home to Emmaus. Walking along the road, a stranger joins them. We start filling him in on things, and the next thing you know, he's turning around, explaining Scripture. Of course, it was Jesus. Can you imagine Jesus being your Bible instructor? It's one of those times, and I'm sitting here now, but it's one of those times where you get goosebumps. And Luke chapter 4, Jesus gets invited to be the reader of the day of Scripture. Give him a scroll to read, and he reads from Isaiah, reading about the prophecy of the lame, being able to walk, blind, being able to see, oppressed. Of course, this scripture is about himself. And he sits down and says, today, this is come alive right in front of you, declaring. And the last one I get, before I get to what I'm really getting into, Transfiguration. Imagine Peter, James, and John being taken up to the mountain with Jesus. And all of a sudden, there's Jesus with Moses and Elijah. I mean, so many things just always crop through my head. There's a Moses and there's Elijah. They're alive now. Not sometime in the future, but right then and there, they were already alive. Eternity. Something else hit me today that I'd never really thought about in that particular verse. You remember Moses? What was he told he could never do when he was alive on earth? Get the promised land. And yet here he is, that transfiguration, the promised land. Something to think about is that God gives us that life. Today I'm going to bring us to a verse in John chapter 6, which has always been one of mine. And small group, you've heard me say this this past week. I shared this with you. But during Holy Week, in the Bible app, Verse of the Day is actually presented by cast members from the show The Chosen. And one of those verses that was brought forth in John chapter 6, it says, I am the living bread. This is Jesus speaking. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give you, which I give for the life of the world. Jesus is addressing the crowd a day or so after he had fed the 5,000. A few loaves of bread, a couple of fish. And they were coming back to see him. Why? Because they were wanting more food. Here's Jesus looking at them and saying, you don't need that kind of food. You need the food that comes from me. You need the spiritual food. You need what will give you life forever. You go eat bread, you're going to be hungry the next day. But you take in what I have to offer, and you have life forever. And he does the same kind of thing the night before he dies up in the upper room. And he's sitting there with the 12 apostles, and he takes the bread out, breaks it, and passes it, and says, take this. He's telling us to take in all the things that he has to offer. And what do we get from it? We get life. We get to conquer death. We get to celebrate and share in that resurrection that we're talking about today. We have that victory. Through Jesus. Through him. Let's pray as we pray. Father, thank you so much for loving us so much that you look past the things that we've done wrong and offer us forgiveness, offer us salvation. Father, you do this through your Son, through your Spirit, and through your power. Father, as we partake of this bread, let us continue to remember the life that we have through Jesus. Let us grasp. Let us make that the food that we choose to eat. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. The other part of the redemption story comes from all this was really wonderful, except for the fact that he was the sacrifice that gives us the life that we have. Let's remember that, share in this cup. Father, as we partake of this cup, we ask for your blessings upon it. We ask for your blessings upon us. Strive to remember how much you and Jesus suffered and offered. Bless us as we take this cup today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Been my friend, you've been my friend. You've been.
At this time, children, you can be dismissed to children's church. You can be dismissed to children's church. All right, we'll have another reading.
Good morning. I'll be reading Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom and with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Sing this song together. I still have joy. I still have joy after all the things we've been through. I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy after all the things we've been through. I still have joy. Still have peace. Still have peace. Still have peace after all the things we've been through. I still have faith. Still have faith. I still have faith after all the things we've been through. I still have faith. I still have hope. I still have hope after all the things we've been through. I still have love. Still have love. Still have love after all the things we've been through. I still have love. I still have joy. I still have joy after all the things we've been through. After all the things we've been through. After all the things we've been through, I still have joy.
Amen. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So, of course, the theme of today's worship is victory in Christ. And so I'm going to pray for victory in our daily life, which is certainly something we all need. So let's pray together. God, we just come to you, and God, we are all going through things. We're going through stress, physical health issues. Just all of us have different kinds of challenges that he has, and God, same thing for people all around the world. It's just common to all of us. God, we just come to you right now, and we claim the victory that you want. God, give us the fruits of your Spirit deep from within, for the love, the joy, the peace, the patience. All the fruits of your Spirit. Let those things bubble up and come out of us. God, help us to just feel your power in our lives as we go through. God, we pray for those of us who are struggling with physical health, whether it's physical pain, whether it's an illness. God, give us the strength to overcome that suffering. For those of us who are suffering loneliness, God, let us know that you are always with us, and that if we're feeling lonely, we have brothers and sisters here in this world that love us. God, if there's financial stresses, or if there's things along those lines, God, just give us the courage to know that you have overcome the world and you're going to be with us. God, there's all kinds of stresses that we may be suffering, and God, we claim victory today. God, help us to leave this place with more of your power in our lives. Just take that with us this week. And God, help us to share the victory that we have, the people we come in contact with. Help them to see that your Spirit is with us. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. At the end of the three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the response that is prominent amongst the disciples of Jesus. After seeing Jesus, spending time with him, being marveled and astonished by his resurrection and appearance and spending some time with the Lord, as Jesus is preparing to go ascend to heaven and be with his Father, before he departs, he gives a commission. In Matthew, Luke, the longer ending of Mark, there is a commission there recorded where Jesus says, in essence, I need you now, having been impacted by the resurrection, by my resurrection, I need you now to go out into the world, and I need you to share this message. And so Matthew, go into the world and preach and baptize. Mark, go into the world, into the nations, preach and baptize. And Luke, go and preach repentance in the name of Jesus. The same deal. And the second part of Luke, of course, is the book of Acts, which is that in reality, the going out and preaching of the gospel of Jesus into all of the world. And we as a church here at the Reynoldsburg Church of Christ, we are leaning into the resurrection by allowing the Holy Spirit to alter our lives so that through our daily lives we are being changed and transformed into the likeness of Jesus. But there is also a call for us to take what we have received from God, from Jesus, into the world. We do that at the local level, do various ways, do the way that we minister and serve. Yesterday, many of you were here yesterday as we shared a meal with our neighbors and gave out groceries to those in need at the end of the month. We do that every month. And we also use as an opportunity to invite people to come and be a part of us, learn about God, learn about Jesus. There are folks who have become part of our church and who've been baptized into Jesus Christ, and their initial touch point was community of care, what we do on the fourth Saturdays of every month. But also globally, we are partners with ministers and churches all over the globe, in Guyana, South America, in the Philippines, in Honduras, and other places that we find connection. And so in just a moment, we're going to spotlight one of our missions and ministries where we are seeking to share Christ's victory with our globe, with the rest of the planet, here in the corner of the earth, here in Reynoldsburg and Central Ohio, but also in other parts of the world like Guyana, South America. Also, though, and I didn't know that he would be here today, we have in our audience this morning Brother Tom Langley, who works with World English Institute, which is an organization that has been in ministry for several years, and they're literally ministering and sharing Christ all over the planet. And so since he's here, I'm sure, as a support to one of his very good friends, Dean Campbell. I think they were college roommates or really good friends in college. And obviously Tom is here being with his brother as he grieves the loss of his wife. But since he's here, we should hear from him, because you should just hear some of the wonderful things that Tom Langley is doing with World English Institute. So just want to give him a couple minutes to talk about World English Institute, and then we'll move on to Guyana. So you can come up here, you can step up here if you want to, and just share with us what God is doing through WEI.
Yeah, it's good to be here with you. And thank you, Dion, for giving me an opportunity to share. And I'll just take a couple of minutes. But I do think it's exciting and it's encouraging. I was here about 20 years ago, somewhere along that time frame, and did a presentation on World English Institute. We were just starting the ministry. And Sister Wanda remembered that and mentioned that to me. And I was very impressed, because I barely remember that. So that was nice. And World English Institute, if you've never heard of us, it's a combination English grammar Bible course. So we take advantage of the world's desire to learn and improve their English language. Just about every country in the world has a big percentage of their population that want to speak English, they want to learn English, and they want to improve the English that they already know. So we take advantage of that desire, and we've combined an English grammar course with a Bible course. So We teach this mostly online, and so when our students come to us to learn English grammar, they also must do the reading assignment, which comes from the Bible, and it gives them a survey of the entire Bible in the intermediate course. So they start in Genesis, and they finish through the plan of salvation. And so we have students, when I was here 20 years ago, I remember I was sitting back there trying to think, that presentation, I think we had almost not even 100 teachers that were volunteering to teach this online, and we were studying with about 800 students. We were registering about 800 students a month from many countries in the world, not every country in the world at that time. And so we were recruiting teachers because we had more students than we had teachers to study with them. Today, that we now have over 800 volunteer teachers in Churches of Christ all over the country, and we're starting 17,000 Bible studies a month from every country in the world. And one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now and have been doing for several years now is in the capital cities of many of these countries, we have thousands of WEI students who are studying the Bible online. And many of them write to their teachers and tell their teachers how they're learning so much. And many of them want to become Christians, and they want to know more about how they can become a Christian. And so what we started doing is taking a team of about 8 to 10 teachers with us, and we host a reception in these capital cities. And we invite our online students to come, our best online students to come to this reception. They all speak English, so we don't have to learn another language. And we invite them to come to the reception, and we'll have sometimes 100 or 200 students show up, and we just receive them, we welcome them, we thank them for being students, and then I invite them to study with the teachers that we brought, who are going to remain for a week or 2 weeks and study one-to-one with whoever wants to sign up. And we try to work with a local Church of Christ there in that city, wherever that is, and this has been so exciting because these students come to us. The ground has been watered. It's been prepared. They come to us with questions about what they've been studying in the Bible. And many times in the very first class, they say, I want to be baptized.
Batteries,
okay. That's okay. I was about to go into I used to teach 5th and 6th grade, so I can really project my voice. I was about to go there. So they come to us, and many times they ask, the very first study, they say, I want to become a Christian. How can I be baptized? And we say, we can help you with that. And so we work with the local church there, and many times these people who have been studying the Bible online become Christians, and they assimilate into the local church that we're working with. That's very, very exciting. We just got back from the capital of Ivory Coast, which is Abidjan in Africa, and we had two baptisms the first week that we studied there in a WEI short-term mission or short-term reception. We had two baptisms, we were working with the local church, and we left about 3 or 4 very interested students who were under conviction to become Christians with the local church leaders there to continue studying with them. We've done this in Mongolia, we've done this in Moldova, so we've had, and God has blessed those efforts. But our primary mission is to study the Bible with students online, and we still need teachers. We have over 800, but we have about 300 students every single day on our student board online waiting to be claimed by a teacher. And we don't like these students waiting for more than 2 or 3 days. And our amazing teachers keep it right at about 300, but they're claiming, many teachers are claiming 20 and 30 students a day, and they just absolutely love this. We need more teachers. If you want to be involved in something like this, it's very simple to do. The computer, our website
does most of the grading. You don't have to be an English teacher to take your students through this. The computer or the website does most of the grading, but you do respond to a few questions that they study from the Bible. So you begin to communicate with your student online about some of the questions that are there that come from the reading assignment, the Bible. So you're talking about God, you're communicating about your faith with these students. And it's been a ministry that's just been an enormous blessing, and it's been a blessing to be a part of it. If you're interested in being a teacher, I want to give you that opportunity. The if you go to worldenglishinstitute.net, like the apostles who were casting a net when they were fishing, worldenglishinstitute.net, that's our promo site. You can register to become a teacher there. You can learn all about the ministry there. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And thank you, Dan, for giving me this opportunity to share this. It's good to be back here again. The building looks much the same as it did 20 years ago. And so it was nice to meet a couple of people who I've met over the years through that. And it's great to be Dean's friend. He's an okay guy.
Thank you so much, Tom. That's what taking the commission of Jesus serious looks like. Going to all the world, literally going into all the world, and not doing something that's like super fantastical. It's very simple through the medium of just teaching people English, meeting people where they are, but the opportunity to take them somewhere much greater. That's an awesome ministry. Thank you so much for what you do. We're going to watch a short video, then I'll invite Bill Johnson up to share some news regarding our ministry in Guyana.
morning, family. And Bill, I want to thank you for your very kind comments and for your prayers for us. And I want to thank you and Gene and others who have served in this body. I can't imagine that there would be God's family meeting here without men and women like you willing to serve. Connecting with God, connecting with people, connecting with purpose. That's the mission here in Reynoldsburg. It's the same mission in Guyana. What we're doing in Guyana and what comes out of the budget, the regular budget, is we support a preacher, his salary, and in partnership with another church, we support the salary of another preacher. That's not changing. There are a couple things that we would like to do new in Guyana. Some of the things that we're doing here in Reynoldsburg, they'd like to start doing there. They would like to, as we get together on Wednesday nights for cookouts, they want to start feeding their community in Kumaka Church. As we get together for community care, they would like to get together for community care. We also have the house that the minister lives in is nearly finished, but we need to finish it. So again, these are not items that will come out of the budget. These are items that when we ask you to give, we'd like for you to give on top of what you normally give. That's very important. We've already had donors step up to contribute to this, so we're not really concerned about if we're going to have enough money. We do want to open it up to all. So over the course of the summer, I know it's not summer yet, we are asking for contributions, and they will go to finish the house, to buy groceries, to buy handcrafts to reinforce the Bible lessons for the young people that you saw working their lessons. And the goal is to do this, to offer this in Guyana every month, as often as every other week, potentially every week. So that's where the money is going to. Your money makes a difference. And it makes a difference on something that really matters. And you don't have to look much further than into the eyes of the young people that you saw on the presentation. And thank you, Dion, for putting that together. Thanks, Spotty. Just when you give, make sure you make some note that it is to be dedicated to the work in Guyana.
Thanks, Bill. Again, sharing Christ's victory to the nations, what we are doing in Guyana has been a part of this church for many, many, many years, and will continue to be. The added bonus of fellowshipping with our Guyana brothers, and this is one of the, you know, blessings that emerged out of the COVID pandemic, with all the negative and bad things that came out of that. The good thing, the really, really good thing, is that, you know, Kent Berry started a men's group, I think it was late 2019. And then 2020, we went online, and that afforded us the opportunity to meet weekly in a men's group with Sheldon and Wayne, the preachers down in Guyana, and they have been part of the men's group every Saturday ever since, and for the past 5 years. And so we get a chance not only to, you know, just send money down to Guyana, but we get a chance to hear from them, to pray with them. They pray with us, and to study the Word of God with one another. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful blessing. So continue to pray for the ministry in Guyana. Again, these new efforts that are starting up cost money, and will be in need of additional funds. So again, just to reiterate, if you'd like to give to the Guyana ministry through your regular offerings, above your regular offerings, if you write a check, just make sure to note on the check Guyana, so we can earmark that and send that to Guyana. One last reading, and we'll sing a final song and have our benediction. This from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse number 24. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other, I'm sorry. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. Such a wonderful close to the chapter. Could have written volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes, but only what's contained in the 21 chapters of John. And the purpose of that is for us to believe, for us to believe, to receive, to be blessed by believing, to be saved through believing, to make a difference in this world through believing. I pray that the resurrection is not just some flashy thing that you know, we come to church on one Sunday a year in pastel colors and give out Easter eggs. That's great. Continue to do that because I'll steal some of that candy. But more than that, that it is a living reality in our lives that informs our belief. Even when we struggle with our belief, the resurrection is that which helps us to overcome our disbelief. May it make a difference in the way we speak, in the way we live, in the way we act, in the way we serve, in the way we love, in the way we forgive, in the way we do regular life. We are people of the resurrection, and it should make a difference everywhere we go, particularly when it comes to who we lean on, who we lean into. I went on a trail walk in our neighborhood. There's this park, and I wanted to try it, and I walked this trail, and again, I'm not the best person in the woods and in the forest. It's just not my deal, right? I'm a city slicker. And so I knew that there was this trail to go through, and I wasn't good enough to find out the full trail, but I found myself on this bridge, and there was this creek there, and you know, must have rained a few days prior, that the creek was, it was really flowing, and it was so quiet, and all you could hear is that water running. And it was one of the most serene moments that I've experienced, where I sat there, and so I leaned over the banister there and watched this creek, and I had my Bible with me, and I opened my Bible to Psalm 42. And Psalm 42, 1 is, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs for you." My prayer is that the resurrection means that we pant for streams of water like a deer. That at every turn, we just thirst for God. We thirst for more of God, more of his Holy Spirit, more of Jesus, more of his love, more of his way. We're going to sing a song in just a second. It's an opportunity for anyone here to respond to anything that's been said today, read today, sung today. If there's a prayer that you want us to pray for you, if there is a concern you want us to be mindful of, if today is a day that you want to say, "I want Jesus to be Lord. I believe in Jesus. I'm one of the ones that are blessed and have not touched and put my finger finger in his side, but I believe the testimony of those who have seen. I believe the witness and testimony of those who have believed and who have given their life. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want to be baptized into Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we're singing this song, if you want to respond to that, we'll do that. I heard the baptistry is working. It is warm water in there. Not like it was, remember, Dom, when you got in that water, Dom, it was freezing cold. It's not freezing cold today. It's warm. We'll get in that water. We will baptize you in the name of Jesus, and we'll all celebrate with you. Let's stand. Let's sing the song of invitation. And if you have a need, just step forward, and we will serve you.
As the deer thirsts for the water, so my soul longs after you. My soul,
yes, my
longs
soul
after you. And I pour out my soul deep within me. Deep within me, I pour out my soul. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord.
As the deer thirsts for the water, Lord,
so my soul longs after you. My soul thirsts for the living God. Yes, my soul longs after you. And I pour out my soul deep within me. Deep within me, I pour out my soul. Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper, Lord, in you. Draw me deeper, Lord, in you. And I pour out my soul
for the help of His presence.
Draw me deeper, Lord, deeper.